3. Go to a dentist and have your teeth cleaned. Never chew tobacco in Jessica's presence and brush your teeth before being with her. And 4. Comb your hair and shave every morning before breakfast. Fulfilling this assignment was quite a commitment for Kent. He was used to going weeks without a shower. He wore the same pants and shirt day after day, and he hadn't been to a dentist since he was a teenager. But he agreed to it, believing me when I said it would help his sexual relationship with Jessica. Then I gave Jessica her assignment. Shop with Kent for clothes. Pick out something for him to wear every day, and see to it that the clothes are clean. I also asked her if she would be willing to make love to him every day for just 1 week after he followed through on his assignment. A deal was struck, and Kent was off to the dentist and clothing store. He kept his part of the bargain, and Jessica kept hers. After he had clean teeth, clean clothes, and a clean body, Jessica made love to him once a day for a week. At their next appointment, I could hardly recognize Kent. What a transformation! And they were holding hands in the waiting room. All on their own, without my counsel, they had made a long-term agreement. She would make love to him if he would keep himself clean. Their sexual problems were over. I'm sure they didn't make love every day from then on, but they were both satisfied with their new sexual compatibility. Kent had learned a very important lesson about Jessica. His physical appearance, especially his smell, was important to her sexually. At first, she wanted to believe that outward appearances were not important, that she should love him in spite of his appearance. But the changes he made in his personal hygiene proved that her need for an attractive spouse was greater than she had been willing to admit. The hygiene problems of most men are not as extreme as Kent's, but lesser problems can still have a devastating effect on wives, especially while making love. A woman wants to be physically close to the man she loves, especially if he looks and smells good. Being attractive meets a need. For those of you who are still unconvinced that physical attractiveness is a worthy objective, consider what it means to be physically attractive. It simply means that your appearance makes someone feel good. You meet an emotional need by the way you look. People can be attractive in many ways. Those with attractive personalities may also meet an emotional need, but they usually deposit love units with the quality of their conversation or affection rather than their appearance. In fact, whenever someone meets any of our emotional needs, we consider that person attractive. If physical attractiveness meets an emotional need of your spouse, why ignore it? Why not deposit love units whenever you have a chance? For some, like Nancy at the beginning of this chapter, the prospect of becoming physically attractive seems completely out of reach. In some cases, these women have fallen for the lie that some women are born attractive while others are not. But they discover the truth of Harley's fourth corollary: attractiveness is what you do with what you have. Every woman would benefit from evaluating each aspect of the image she projects: her posture, hairstyle, clothing, gestures, makeup, weight, and so forth. She should ask her husband for his honest appraisal, and if possible, consult professionals or trustworthy friends. The woman then should decide where change is needed and set realistic goals for making those changes. For some, the changes might be completed in a week, while for others it could take years. But in the end, the makeover would have such significance that it would be life-changing for the better. Lydia, a client who suffered from depression, dramatically demonstrated how a woman can profit from an improved appearance. This exceptionally bright and charming woman wanted dates with men who were truly on a par with her, but she had not given her appearance the attention it needed. I reminded her how important appearance is to most men. Granted, it was not one of her emotional needs. She could not have cared less about how the men she dated looked. But it was likely that the man of her dreams would have a need for a wife who was physically attractive, and if she wanted to attract him, she would have to meet this need. Her metamorphosis took 6 months to accomplish. At the end of that time, Lydia was a stunningly attractive woman. Men that she already knew and liked started dating her. Her depression disappeared entirely, and she no longer needed my services. When I saw Lydia for the last time, I reminded her not to make the same mistake that Nancy had made: shaping up to attract a man and then letting herself go after marriage. Lydia knew that the changes she had made to attract a husband would have to be permanent, because the emotional need she could meet by being attractive would continue to be there after marriage. If you know how to make your spouse feel good, doesn't it make sense to go ahead and do it whenever you can? A wife's attractiveness is often a vital ingredient to the success of her marriage, and any wife who ignores this notion for whatever reasons risks disaster. This is true for some men as well. The changes in appearance I've witnessed in my clients have not only met spouses' needs, but have also made my clients feel much better about themselves. The changes have made them more successful in business and have improved their health. It's one of those efforts that pays dividends in ways that go far beyond the marriage itself. When a woman sees the response of her husband to her improved appearance, she knows that she's made the right decision because it has met one of his deep and basic needs. Her account in his love bank will get a substantial deposit every time he sees her. Questions for her. 1. Do I take my husband's need for me to be attractive seriously? If not, why not? 2. Does my husband really like the way I look most of the time? Do I? And 3. How much care do I take about the way I look? How is my figure? Do I use cosmetics to good advantage? Do I change my hairstyles from time to time to please my husband by giving him a little variety in the way I look? Questions for him. 1. Am I willing to own up to this as one of my most basic needs in my marriage? If not, why not? 2. Has my wife's appearance declined since our wedding? Do I really like the way she looks, or do I just say I do? 3. If my wife told me she was willing to change anything she could about her physical appearance, what would I ask her to change? Why? And 4. How does my physical appearance affect my wife? Does she like it? Do I get lazy about the way I look? To consider together. 1. Sit down with your collection of photographs, especially those from the days when you were dating and from your wedding day. Compare those with the way you look today. Do you need to make some changes? How? And 2. Share your answers to the above questions with each other. Be respectful but honest.